Welcome to the Deep Dive, your go-to source for cutting through the noise and getting straight to the insights you need. And today, we're really excited to bring you this special deep dive, partnering with Mattress Advisory. We're tackling a topic that, well, it affects everyone, sleep. But hey, before we even get started on transforming your nights, let me just quickly point you towards the links we've included. Seriously, check them out. There are some exclusive discounts waiting there for you on some of the very mattresses we're going to be talking about today. Think of it as a little thank you from us for tuning in. All right, let's dive right into something I think far too many of us know firsthand. Waking up feeling just wrong. You know, that nagging stiffness, maybe an achy feeling deep in your shoulders, sometimes even that awful pinched nerve feeling that just ruins your morning. And for side sleepers especially, this isn't just like a random bad morning. It's often a really direct signal that your mattress might be the secret culprit behind your lousy sleep.
That's absolutely right. It's actually quite surprising just how much your mattress influences not just sleep quality, but your physical comfort all day long. So our mission here in this deep dive is to pull out the really crucial insights from the Best Mattress for Shoulder Pain Guide. We want to help you understand exactly how your current mattress might be feeding into that pain. And, maybe more importantly, give you the knowledge to choose a new one that genuinely brings relief and helps you get that restorative sleep we all need. Honestly, whether your main issue is shoulders or maybe your back, hips, or neck, finding the right mattress can be a total game changer, seriously.
Okay, so let's unpack this a bit. Shoulder pain. It feels like maybe it shouldn't be that tied to a mattress, but clearly it is. How exactly does the wrong mattress mess with our shoulders?
Yeah, it's interesting how simple it sounds, but how big the impact is. Basically, an unsuitable mattress, it just fails on two key fronts. Pressure point relief and proper spinal alignment. Think about your shoulder, right? Especially if you're a side sleeper. It sticks out. If your mattress is too firm, your shoulder just kind of jams against it. It doesn't sink in enough. That creates this intense pressure point. It's like trying to sleep on a board almost.
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, if the mattress is way too soft, your body sinks in too deep, especially the heavier parts like hips and shoulders. And that pulls your whole spine out of alignment, creates this unnatural curve.
Okay, so it's either digging in or sagging down. Neither sounds good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when your spine isn't straight, all those muscles and ligaments around it, shoulders, neck included, they get strained. They're working overtime all night. So that constant tension, it doesn't just make existing pain worse. It actually stops your body from getting into those deep sleep stages, you know, the ones you need for repair and healing. It becomes this this really vicious cycle of discomfort.
That makes a whole lot of sense. So it's not just a simple soft or firm thing. It's about how your body interacts with the mattress surface and support. Okay, so what are the absolute must-know things we need to look for when we're trying to solve this shoulder pain problem with our sleep setup?
Precisely. It's definitely a dance between you and the mattress. So the first thing, and people often forget this one, is your weight. If you're a lighter sleeper, let's say under about 130 pounds, you actually need a softer mattress, something with more contouring.
Softer? Really?
Yeah, think plush hybrids or memory foam. The reason is you don't have enough body mass to really sink into those firmer support layers. So a softer top lets your shoulders and hips sink in just the right amount for relief. Now flip that. For heavier sleepers, say over 230 pounds, you need firmer support. You need something robust underneath.
To stop the sinking.
Exactly. You need hybrids or maybe inner springs with reinforced coils, high density foams. Without that strong base, you can sink way too much, especially in the middle. And that really messes up spinal alignment. And then for average weight sleepers, well, that medium or medium firm range often hits the sweet spot, that balance of cushioning and underlying support.
Okay, weight is key. What's next? You mentioned sleeping position earlier.
Yes, and this one is critical if shoulder pain is your main complaint. Sleeping position. Side sleepers, all you guys are probably the most prone to shoulder and hip pain. Just makes sense, right? All that pressure. You need deep contouring. The mattress needs to let your shoulders sink in comfortably, but not so much that you hit a hard layer. Plus, you need zone support.
Zone support. What's that exactly?
It means the mattress has different firmness levels in different areas. Softer under the shoulders, maybe firmer under the hips, and lower back to keep the spine straight. Mm-hmm. So look at things like thick memory foam layers, maybe that no-layer foam we'll talk about, or those plush quilted pillow tops.
Got it. What about other positions?
Okay, stomach sleepers. Your big challenge is preventing your hips from sinking down too far. That arches your back, strains your neck and shoulders indirectly. So you need firm, really supportive, minimal sinkage. Hybrids with those zone coils again, or high density foams, often work well.
And the people who move all night, the flippers.
Ah, combination sleepers. You need adaptability. Something responsive that lets you shift easily without feeling stuck or creating new pressure points when you land. Latex is good here. Responsive memory foams, hybrid coils, usually in that medium firm range, it needs to accommodate multiple positions.
And you mentioned edge sleepers, people who hang off the side.
Yeah, that's you, then edge support is crucial. You need reinforced coils around the perimeter or high-density foam rails. Otherwise, the edge collapses, you slide off, and that puts uneven pressure right on your shoulder joint. Not good.
Wow, okay. So many factors tied to position. What about the actual stuff inside the mattress, the materials? Do they make a huge difference?
Oh, absolutely. The materials dictate the feel, the support, the breathability. Everything, really. Memory foam, for instance, it's famous for that deep body-hugging contour. It molds right to you, which is fantastic for relieving pressure points on shoulders for side and back sleepers.
But doesn't it sleep hot? I've heard that.
That used to be a big issue, yeah. But modern memory foams, they've come a long way. Many have cooling gels or an open cell structure to improve airflow, so it's much less of a problem now. Then you have latex. It's more natural, often. It has this responsive bounce so you don't feel stuck. It's supportive, breathable, great for keeping shoulders aligned without sinking too much.
Okay, and hybrids. You've mentioned them a few times.
Hybrids are super popular for a reason, especially for pain relief. They basically combine comfort layers, foam or latex, on top of a core of pocketed coils. So you get the best of both worlds. That pressure relief from the foam, plus the sturdy, often zoned support from the coils. And they tend to breathe really well because of the coil layer. Many people find them ideal for shoulder pain.
And the classic innerspring.
Innerspring mattresses give you that traditional, strong support. But honestly, for shoulder pain, they usually need a really substantial pillow top or a thick foam comfort layer added. Otherwise, they can just feel too rigid on their own, not enough give for those sensitive shoulder joints.
Right, so the top layer becomes really important there. You also mentioned support and alignment a lot. What else ties into that?
Well, things like zone support, which we touched on, are key. Reinforced edges, like we discussed for edge sleepers, also contribute to overall support. And another factor is motion isolation. If you share a bed, you don't want your partner's movements transferring across the mattress and jostling your sore shoulder all night. Good foams and pocketed coils really help with that.
Okay, one more thing before we get to specific beds. Temperature. You mentioned cooling tech and foams, but why is staying cool so important for shoulder pain? Seems a bit indirect.
It seems indirect, but it's hugely important. Think about it. If you're overheating, what do?
Toss and turn, try to find a cool spot.
Exactly. You're constantly moving, adjusting, tensing muscles unconsciously. Your body never fully relaxes. That constant movement puts strain on your joints, including your shoulders. So breathability and temperature regulation are crucial for uninterrupted restorative sleep, which is essential for pain management.
So it's about preventing the tossing and turning that makes pain worse.
Precisely. Look for specific cooling features. Things like covers made of Glaciotex or Tencel. These materials actively pull heat away. Gel infusions in foam, open cell latex structures, even those fabric encased coils and hybrids, they all promote airflow right through the mattress core. It's like built-in ventilation. Less heat means less movement, means less tension.
This is all incredibly helpful. Okay, now for the part I'm really looking forward to. We know what to look for. Let's talk specific solutions. Can you walk us through 5 mattresses that really stand out in the guide for tackling shoulder pain? And crucially, what have real users said? Because, you know, the marketing says one thing, but experience can be different.
Absolutely. This is where theory meets reality. Let's start with the Helix Midnight Lux. This one's a premium hybrid, rated medium firm, around a 5.5 out of 10 firmness. It's got a really nice cooling pillow top and specific zoned lumbar support built into its foam layers. It's a top pick because it really excels at pressure relief, especially for shoulders, and it's great at isolating motion.
What is it best for?
Primarily side and back sleepers. Also, folks who are active maybe have sensitive joints generally, or that specific shoulder and back tension. Its construction uses layers of gel memory foam, high-density memory foam, and something called Helix Responsive Foam for cushioning. Underneath, there's an ergo-aligned support layer and zoned coils working together for spinal alignment.
Okay, sounds impressive. What's the real-world feedback? Any caveats?
Well, we found a comment from Reddit user Eucalius32. They actually liked the mattress a lot, but made a really practical point. They questioned if spending over $2,000 is always necessary, unless you have pretty significant health issues. They suggested that, you know, maybe look at cheaper options too if your pain isn't severe. That's a fair budget consideration.
Good point. Okay, who's next?
Next up is the Nola Signature 12 Euro. This is primarily known as a premium all-foam mattress, though they do offer a hybrid version now too. It's known for plush comfort combined with good support, featuring their proprietary zoned Airfoam ICE.
Airfoam ICE, what is that?
It's Nola's special foam. It's designed to be more breathable and responsive than traditional memory foam, while still giving excellent pressure relief. Doesn't trap heat as much. This mattress is often highlighted for side sleepers, anyone with sensitive shoulders or hips, and it's apparently fantastic for couples because it absorbs motion really well. Its main benefit for shoulder pain is how it sort of gently cradles those pressure points without letting you sink too far or overheat, helping keep the spine aligned.
Sounds good, but I think I remember you mentioning some conflicting feedback on the feel.
You did, yeah. And it's important to mention, a Reddit user, Warringes, had a very different take. They described it as surprisingly super firm, which contradicts the softer advertising. They mentioned it took about 2 weeks to break in before it felt better, but even then, it remained quite firm for them.
So personal experience can really vary, and break-in periods matter.
Definitely, especially with foam beds, body weight, and just personal preference play a huge role. Okay, third on the list.
Oh, yeah, about us.
The Brooklyn Bedding Aurora Lux Cooling. This one's a hybrid that comes conveniently in a box. It features copper flex foam with Titan Cool technology, plus gel swirl memory foam. A unique thing here is it comes in three firmness options, soft, medium, and firm, so you can tailor it a bit more.
And who benefits most from this one?
It's generally geared towards side sleepers dealing with shoulder and hip pain, especially if you sleep hot. The cooling tech is pretty advanced. You've got that cooling gel foam, zone coils for targeted support, and a Glaciatex cooling cover. The whole design aims to ease pressure points while keeping the spine straight and preventing overheating.
Sounds like a hot sleeper's dream. Did users find it delivered on comfort?
Well, again, experiences vary. We saw feedback from our Reddit user Mullins too, who unfortunately didn't have a great experience. They reported waking up in pain and tossing and turning, specifically because of pressure point aches on this mattress.
Oof. Okay. It really shows how personal mattress choice is.
It absolutely does. Even with all the right features on paper, it might not click for everyone. All right, number four, the Bear Elite Hybrid. This is positioned as an ultra-luxurious option. It's a thick 14-inch hybrid packed with cooling tech and a 5-zone support coil system. It's praised for superior pressure relief, really excellent spine alignment, and a fast response time, meaning it bounces back quickly when you move, good for combo sleepers.
Who's the target audience here?
Often recommended for side and combination sleepers, athletes because of its recovery focus, and anyone needing really solid full body alignment and deep pressure relief. Key features for shoulder pain include copper-infused memory foam, those targeted zoned coils, and it even has salient fiber woven into the cover.
Salient fiber, what does that do?
It's a special textile designed to take your body heat and convert it into infrared energy, which some studies suggest can promote local circulation and muscle recovery. So the mattress aims to ease tension, help circulation, and keep your spine straight.
Interesting tech. What did users say about the Bear Elite? Any downsides noted?
We found a comment from Your Argentis on Reddit. They reported experiencing no back or shoulder pain on it, which is a great sign for pain relief. However, they did mention that the edge support was just average. They noted they kind of slide out in the mornings. So something to keep in mind if you use the edge of the bed a lot.
Okay, useful detail. And the final mattress in our spotlight.
Last but not least, the Puffy Lux mattress. This is another ultra-luxury hybrid aiming for that sweet spot. Support, really responsive body contouring, and a medium plush feel, maybe a 6.5 out of 10 firmness. It's designed with side and back sleepers in mind, particularly those with shoulder or back pain, people who sleep hot, and couples. For shoulder pain, it uses layers like cooling cloud foam and plush dual cloud foam for contouring, backed by cloud comfort pressure relief foam and contour adapt coils for support and motion isolation. It also generally gets good marks for edge support.
Sounds very plush and supportive. What was the user experience here? Any contrasting views?
Yes, and this one is quite stark. Reddit user YouHippoKitty shared a really challenging experience. They reported having terrible pain daily while using the Puffy Lux. Critically, they mentioned the pain would completely disappear when they slept on their guest bed, strongly suggesting the mattress was the source of the problem.
Wow, that's intimidating.
It really is. It's a powerful reminder that even a mattress with great reviews and premium features can be a terrible mismatch for some individuals. And it absolutely highlights why that trial period is so incredibly vital. You just don't know until you sleep on it for a while.
Absolutely. So we've covered the causes, the factors, specific examples, the good and the, well, the not so good user experiences. After all this invaluable information, what does it all boil down to for you, the listener, as you think about maybe getting a new mattress? This is clearly a big decision.
It really is. It's a significant investment, not just financially, but in your actual health and well-being.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're looking, especially for pain relief, think about trustworthiness. Look for certifications, things like CertiPure US or Oikotex. They aren't just jargon. They guarantee the materials are tested for harmful substances.
Mm-hmm.
That's peace of mind. Also, look for transparency in manufacturing. Where is it made? What are the materials? And of course, read customer feedback. Look for consistent themes.
And the trial period you keep mentioning.
Absolutely non-negotiable.
Yeah.
Seriously, don't even consider a mattress without at least a 100-night truly risk-free trial. Your body needs time to adjust. Sometimes it takes weeks, maybe even a month, to really know if a mattress is helping your pain or not. You need that window.
What about long-term? Warranty and durability.
Super important. A good warranty, think 10 years minimum. Many premium brands offer lifetime warranties. Now shows the company believes in its product's lifespan. And durability comes from quality materials. High-density foams that don't sag quickly, strong zoned coils, reinforced edges. These ensure the mattress keeps providing that essential support and pressure relief year after year. That's crucial for managing chronic pain.
And budget. It always comes up.
Of course.
Yeah.
Budget definitely plays a role. Premium features like advanced phase change cooling materials, intricate zone support, superior motion isolation. Those longer warranties, they usually come with a higher price tag. But try to think of it less as just buying furniture and more as investing in your health. Better sleep, less pain. That impacts everything, right? Quality of life.
That really reframes it, which brings up a bigger question, I think. Just how much of our daily comfort, or maybe our daily discomfort, really comes down to our sleep environment? It feels like something we often, I don't know, underestimate.
It's a fascinating connection, isn't it? Mm. And hugely underestimated, I agree. As you think about everything we've discussed today, maybe reflect on this. How could truly optimizing your sleep setup, your mattress, maybe your pillow too, be one of the most powerful levers you can pull to reduce chronic aches and genuinely boost your overall well-being? It's often overlooked. So here's a thought to mull over. What other seemingly small daily habits or maybe elements in your environment might be secretly affecting your physical comfort day to day? And what kind of unexpected relief could you find if you started paying closer attention to them?
That is a powerful thought to end on. Thank you so much for walking us through all of that. And a huge thank you to you for joining us on this deep dive into finding the best mattress for shoulder pain. And hey, one last reminder before you go, don't forget to check out those links we mentioned at the start. Exclusive discounts on some of these amazing mattresses are waiting there for you. Your shoulders, honestly, your whole body. I just thank you for it. We'll catch you next time on The Deep Dive.